to do round two today. For those of you that weren't with us last week, we embarked on a series called Make a Difference. And it's a series that is simply, its intent is just to help us see how the ministry we're doing here at New Hope is connected to the Word of God, it's connected to our faith, and it really does make a difference. And I wanted to highlight that so we could help each other have an even deeper sense of who we are, what we do, and why we're doing it. So today we are going to talk about power in a partnership. And I had asked John Phillips, who is the director of operations at Hope Central, to come and be my guest today. And so, John, come on up, brother, and grab you a seat. I'm going to put him on the hot spot today. Yeah, welcome him on up here. John, with Hope Central has been kind of working out of our office here for a while as they were trying to kind of get their office space and facility together. And so being in the office, several days a week has given me the opportunity to get to spend some time with John, and probably more time with John than just about most people in the church, just by nature of just being here, during the week together and talk and converse and laugh and just kind of share stories and all that kind of stuff. And so it's been a lot of fun, and I just have grown to really appreciate your character, your integrity, your love for Jesus, your heart for what you're doing at Hope Central, and it resonates with my heart, and I'm just excited that we have this partnership with Hope Central. And I think if I understand correctly, we've been partnering with Hope Central for almost about 10 years. Is that about right?
Yes, sir.
Yep, cool. So, which is really awesome. Like, people have been volunteering. You guys have volunteered over the years. You financially have supported Hope Central. You've been praying for the ministry and just been a part of that. And it's been just, I think, what feels like a beautiful partnership. And so, if you would today, because I know not everybody here is familiar with Hope Central, would you just kind of tap into that? What is Hope Central? And for those who may not have a deep sense of what it is and what you're doing there. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for asking me to be here. And before I answer Andy's first question, I just want to say that this church, not because it's my home church, but this church in particular has just been unbelievable in terms of support of our ministry in many, many ways. And we'll talk about them in a few minutes. Yeah. But I just want to say thank you on behalf of the organization, the board, and all the other volunteers. But back to your question, we formally opened our doors, I guess, in terms of our 501c3 status in 2007. Okay. And this church has come alongside us really since the beginning and supported us as volunteers, financially, in a lot of different ways. But the organization exists today really to just to help people move from poverty. And we do that in three primary ministries, but I'll expand that in a few minutes. But one is through the Manna Market. We serve, believe it or not, we serve close to between 17,000 to 18,000 people a year through the food pantry. So it's, people will say to me, I didn't know we had that big a need. And like I would say to Charlie Wyatt, the mayor of Boonville, Charlie, come and see the people lined up before we open. And some of you know, but a lot of people don't have any clue. And so that's one way we serve the community. Another way is through what we call Grace Garments. It's we call it a gently used clothing ministry, and what we do is we give clothing to people, men, women, children, all ages. And then the third way is a program we call Bibs and Bottles, and we provide diapers and wipes for young families. And the exciting thing there is in the next few months we're going to be merging that with Parenting Rewards through the Evansville Christian Life Center, and we're going to be expanding that even more. So people will be able to get baby bucks at our facility, but then use those baby bucks down at the Evansville Christian Life Center to exchange for merchandise, like a pack and play, a crib, whatever their needs are. So I'm really excited about that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's really good. Awesome. I think about, think about what you talk about, what you're doing, and how you think of Manna Market, so feeding the hungry, Grace Garments, clothing the naked, though they're not literally naked when they walk in the door, right? It's always been a funny thing. Anyways, but then taking care of young families, children, infants, small kids, and so on. And I love what you're doing. And church, what I so love about it too is that, when we think of when we think of the gospel and we think of what Jesus has taught and we think of what God has commanded and always wanted his people to do in the world, which is to be compassionate to one another, is take care of one another, right? And so take care of, the orphans and the widows, feed the hungry, look after those who are needing help, and so on and so forth. And one of the things I love about it is because is it teaches that compassion is the culture of God's kingdom. Compassion is part of the culture of God's kingdom. And for me, one of the great places that Jesus teaches this is in Matthew 25. And we have a Matthew 25 fund here at the church because we believe in this as part of our heartbeat here at New Hope. But, I'll just kind of read for you there. Jesus is teaching them, and he says, I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me in. I was naked, and you gave me clothes to wear. And then a few verses later, it says, what you have done to them, you have done to me. And that's such a powerful statement, really, because it's in that not only does Jesus say, this is the way we love one another, but when you think about Jesus' life and his identity, he identified himself with the people who were suffering, those who were in need. And if you look at his story of how he lived and the people that he hung around with a lot, and who does he come to the earth to save? Those who are suffering in sin, needing salvation. He comes as a Son of Man. He identifies and says, I've come to bring salvation. I've come to save. And so as the church, he said, go love one another as I have loved you. And so he ends up teaching that compassion is the culture of God's kingdom. And I'm so proud of New Hope and our partnership with Hope Central, because together what we're doing is we're saying, community, we believe this is the truth of the gospel. This is the culture of God's kingdom. And we want to be a part and partner together to make that happen in a very tangible way that changes people's lives, right? And so I think this, for one thing, is absolutely beautiful. And thank you for allowing us the opportunity for, 10 years or so to be a part of that and to live out that culture that we believe in. And as I understand it, I've been here 6 months, but I already feel pretty comfortable that I could say the heartbeat of New Hope has been from day one, we want to care for the needy. We want to be a hands and feet, to use that phrase, of Jesus in the community. We want people to learn about God's love through the ways in which we bless them and the words of hope that we share with them. And so for that, thank you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so tickled that, that's an old term, isn't it? That I get to be a part of that. So thanks. And I'm proud of you. And let's keep doing that. And that's our plans, because we want to keep doing that as the days go by. One of the things that you and I have had the opportunity to talk about, and of course they don't know because they haven't been with us when we've had conversations, but as we talk about Hope Central sometimes, how much the partnerships that you have with people or organizations make a critical difference and a vital difference, probably a better word, a vital difference in what you're able to do. So would you mind sharing with us some of what you've been able to do through the partnerships that you have?
Sure. Well, I mentioned how many people, for example, we feed through the food bank. That would not happen if it wasn't for the donations from individuals, from churches, from businesses. It's really great to see God at work, because a lot of times we will not know where we're going to have meat to give people, and yet we'll get 1,000 pounds of meat donated. So, I mean, it's incredible. We get it from, we purchase it from Tri-State Food Bank. It's donated to us from Bread of Life Ministries. It's donated to us from at least 6 or 8 churches on a monthly basis. And then I've got probably a dozen donors that show up every month. They're like clockwork. I mean, they just, I've got this one gentleman, he's in his 80s. He shows up with a whole pickup truck load of food every month. And this last month, his wife was in the hospital. And so he showed up and wrote me a check because he couldn't go to the store to buy the groceries. So, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So that's one example. That's another example, our local businesses. We would not have had a home. When the school corporation decided to close our building, I was given 30 days to move over 30,000 pounds of food. And I'm doing this with, it's a volunteer army, okay? And I felt like I felt like Moses running around in the desert because I'm going to people all over Boonville trying to find a home. And Jay Kramer, who owns Prime Foods, asked me to come to one of his board meetings. Not board meetings, his weekly staff meeting. I came and he started talking about me like I wasn't there. And the next thing I know, he drugged people over that afternoon and he said, I'm going to solve your problem. I'm going to give you space. I'm going to carve it out of this building. Here's a key. Keep it as long as you need it. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was incredible. And the gentleman, Terry Fortune, that owns the Tasty Freeze, he knew our freezer got chopped up when we were evicted from the building. He said, here's the keys. You use my freezer like it's your own. So, you know, just story after story after story of stuff like that. And not to mention, and I said earlier about the generosity of this church. It's incredible. It is incredible what this small church has done just for our organization. At Thanksgiving, we wanted to give out turkeys. We didn't have the wherewithal, whatever. The church bought turkeys, and we gave them out. At Christmas, the church bought hams, and we gave those out. And when we finally found a building, it was the old Hendrickson and Sons dealership there on 62. And I met with the current pastor at the time, and there was another man who attended there at that time, and he was good friends with Jeff Courtney. They hooked me up. We talked. The next thing I know, I'm in front of their elder board, and they said, here, you can have this space. And I thought, okay, what are you going to charge me for? And next thing I know, within about a 24-hour period, I get a phone call. They want to donate the space to us for the first year so we can renovate the building to move into. So I mean, talk about one thing, one door got opened after another. And so now we're in its new location, and this particular church is, they gave me a key to the building. They said, anytime you want to use our facilities, use it. And so, I mean, it's just incredible what has happened to help facilitate this move. So, and I could go on and on and on. I mean, Keith Paul, Mike Fisher, Milton, I can't tell you how many of you individuals we wouldn't, if it wasn't for you, your blood, sweat, and tears, and hard work, we would have never, ever gotten into this building. Wayne, Jeff Curl, I mean, it's just, Butch, I could go on and on and on. And people have given, Keith's son-in-law donated his time to put a bathroom in our building. I mean, Sean did that on his own. So, I mean, we wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the grace of God and the generosity of the churches, businesses, and individuals. And that's I could go on for a day of examples, you know?
Yeah, we have chills, so I don't know if that's gonna work. But I mean, I totally get it. That's exactly what, you know, when you think about what God created us for, He created us for partnership. A partnership with Him in a relationship. He created us for a relationship, a partnership with each other, right? You can just think back to Adam and Eve. God says it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to create a helpmate for him. And in that action, God has ordained that we're created for a partnership and that we will always do more together than we'll be able to do on our own. And as you follow the story, like throughout, you know, God's story, this narrative throughout Scripture, you see again and again, like it just keeps coming up, bubbling up to the surface again. You know, I mean, not only do you have Adam and Eve, and you think you have God's covenant with, you know, with Israel through Moses, you have, not only do you have Abraham, but I mean, you just keep going along the line, and it just keeps coming, and you even get to Jesus, right? And you look at what does he do? Matthew 25, I've already said that. I mean, he takes the disciples with him, and he brings them along, you know, in partnership together. And I mean, we can go back and forth and all over the place. And when I think about New Hope, though, what really sticks out to me is that it just feels like it reflects Acts 2 and Pentecost, right after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit has come upon the disciples, and they're going out, and they're doing life, but they're doing it in this relationship with God and the power of the Holy Spirit and in community together. And if you look at Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4 in those two places, you get glimpses of life a little bit, summary of what's happening. And what I love is that at the end of that recap, there's this beautiful line that it's so easy to miss because it just doesn't feel like it's, you know, theological. You know, it's like, it doesn't feel like, but it's so beautiful. And here's what it says. It's actually in Acts chapter 2, verse 47. It says that they then enjoyed the favor of all the people in their community. When we do what we've been created to do in the name of Jesus, by the presence of the Holy Spirit amongst us and within us, you make a difference. Because it's what God has designed to happen. And church, I want to thank you for being committed to having a DNA as a church that says we want to make a difference in the name of Jesus because there's people that need the love of God and we want to share that with them. Even though it costs us blood, sweat, tears, time, our talents, our treasures, it's like, but it's worth it. It's worth it to do it together. I think back to I was working with a team of people, and I shared a little bit before. It was a ministry called Day of Hope, and it's like, Hope Central is like Day of Hope, but your version is like on steroids compared to what we were doing. It's so much larger scale, but we started doing it as a church, and one of the things that we realized is that we don't have the funding and ability to keep buying all this personal hygiene items, toiletry items, you know, those are things that, if you're not aware, those are items that you can't purchase with food stamps, right? So it's for those that are living on food stamps or very close to that, it's hard to get those things. So if you can bless families in that position, it's really a hand up for them, you know, more than it's kind of a handout kind of thing. And so we started doing that, and then we quickly realized there's no way we can maintain this unless God does something. And it just so happened that there was a nonprofit, and so we were sharing the vision of what we were doing. And so they just felt like, we want to just give you grant money every month and just so you can buy the inventory. You don't have to worry about it. And we're like, holy moly, this is fantastic. And so we were able to do that, and it was so cool. But that partnership was absolutely just so, not only so amazing, but it shaped the way I look at being a part of the church. I don't know about some of you, but I can sometimes be the kind of person that says, I can do it. Like, I got this. I can handle this. I'm competent enough. I can get it done, you know. And what I kept realizing was, is like, I could never quite do it as well as when others joined together and did it. It always turned out better when others worked together. And so in that ministry, Day of Hope really helped refine that understanding in me, and that actually that's, you know, what God's created us for. And it's really the wisdom of Scripture Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says that two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. We just keep showing how the Word of God is true and it speaks into life. And that if we live by it and we embrace it at home and as a church and our ministries, it reaps fruit for the glory of God. But we have to embrace it and work by it and live by it, otherwise it doesn't fulfill its purpose, right, for us in our lives. Why we have that. But we didn't come here to hear about my stories. We came to hear about Hope Central this morning. And so talk to us for a moment, too, if you would. And this was really cool. It just got me like, oh, this is so awesome. So what's coming up at Hope Central? What's coming down the pipe?
Well, the thing I'm super excited about, we're going to start this next month a program called the GAIN Initiative. This is not something we came up with. It's actually evolved at the Evansville Christian Life Center, and there's a gentleman there, his name is Stephen Ralph, and he's been here for about 10 years, and through Bridges of Poverty and other programs, they've come up with this program called the GAIN Initiative. And like a lot of things, there's no way to reach people in Warwick County. So, for example, we represent the Salvation Army in Warwick County, so we're the Salvation Army's hands and feet, if you will. Well, we're going to do the same thing for the Evansville Christian Life Center. We're going to teach the GAIN Initiative for the first time ever in Warwick County. And this is a program. It brings together about 10 to 12 people at a time, and they participate in several weeks of training. But what it does is it provides them a pathway, if you will, out of poverty. Gives them examples. And they get to do it together in a partnership role. There's that word again. I think so far they've, Gina was telling me, I think they've brought 105 people officially, families, officially out of poverty. In other words, they can stand, praise God, right? They can stand on their own feet. And so we're hoping to introduce this to Warwick County. And so the middle of this next month, we originally were going to do it on November the 6th, but because of a conflict, we're going to move it back 1 week. So it's going to be November the 13th. It's going to be at the Boonville Library. It's a lunch and learn. It's open to anybody. So if you have time and you want to hear it, but we're inviting like 30 churches from Warwick County, business owners and whatnot, and they're going to come and they're going to hear Stephen Ralph talk for about an hour and 15 minutes about this program called the GAIN Initiative and how we want to introduce it in Warwick County and how we need their help to do it. And so we're really excited about that. So that's one thing we're going to do. And so there are others, but ultimately, when I got started in this about 3 years ago, I wanted, my goal from day one was to take it from a hand-out situation to a hand-up. And I don't want to just keep giving people handouts. I want to give them a hand-up. I want to give them the skills that they need to change their life so they can work their way away out of poverty.
Yeah, I love that. It makes me think of the idea of trying to change the narrative. You know, trying to change the narrative of their life. You may have noticed in the bulletin that you got today, there's a Hope Central brochure in there. Hopefully about everybody got one. And you'll notice on there's a sentence on there. Yeah. It's on the back. I think it's actually on the back if you open the whole thing up and flip it over. But that sentence says, poverty doesn't have to be a life sentence. I don't know if you can see that on there. And I absolutely love that, the story of your life doesn't have to be that you will always be sort of suffering and struggling in poverty, that we can come together and help change people's narrative. I mean, there's work, but above all, there's the grace of God that has to be at work. And so I think that's so great for us as the church. And here's why. Because you knew at some point we was going to come back to the cross, right? Well, here we go. We do this every Sunday, right? You always have to come back to the cross, otherwise there's no point in doing it as a church. We're here as a church to help people embrace a new narrative in their life. That every single person does not have to be stuck in the poverty of sin. That there is hope and there is freedom and there is victory in the person and the Savior, Jesus Christ. He can rewrite the narrative of your life so that you do not have to be stuck and shackled with despair and brokenness. He can restore. He can make whole. He can reconcile. He can save. He's a redeemer. He makes all things new. We could keep going, can't we? He is a great God. And that cross that is in our sanctuary here is to be a reminder that He changes the narrative. He changes the story to those who call on Him by faith. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that salvation changes the narrative. And the grace of God continues to work by God's Spirit in the lives of those people. That's what we're in the business of doing. And it's so cool that what Hope Central is doing is it's an analogy of what we're doing, but it's also an invitation for us to live out this hope and help people have hope and to be able to have a conversation to say, you know what, there's one who offers us hope that the world cannot give, and His name is Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Who is He to you? Is there any reason why today, if you don't know Jesus, is there any reason why today would not be a good day to invite Him into your life, to choose to believe on Him as your Savior, to recommit your life to Him? Helping people in tangible ways of compassion becomes a great bridge to share this message of the gospel. And I would share that with us today. You may be going through your life, but yet if you stop honestly and you think about how you're feeling in your spirit, you may realize that I'm not with God where I should be. I'm doing life when I'm really not doing a relationship with Jesus. Is there any reason why today would not be a good day to say, God, I've gotten distracted. Help turn the page in my story to refocus my heart back in my mind, back to You. Because I want to live every day walking with You. I want to be the hands and the feet that You saved me and called me and separated me out to be. In church, we call that sanctified, right? Set apart to be. God, I want to be who You saved me to be. I love that we get that opportunity. Is that not so good? That is some good stuff. I mean, this is why we do what we do. I love it. All right, if I get more excited, I'll be jumping around, and then y'all are going to think I'm weird. Well, you probably already do, but that's okay. You love me, and I appreciate that. For me, I'm looking forward to how we're going to be able to work together with the GAIN Initiative and I think make a difference, because I think it's such a beautiful bridge across the gap from human needs to spiritual need, right? And we can, it's such an easy partnership to keep going in. And so I'm excited to see that. I also, in talking with John here, he and I have come up with a couple ideas for us to be able to sort of keep living out this partnership in November and December. And so here's a couple things that we came up with. I shared them with the elders. They love it. I think it's good. And so I want to share it with you today. And we're going to have it on the screen here behind me, to the side of me. It's not behind me. That would be weird. So here's what we're going to do. Here's one of two things we're going to do. So the first is a one-time deal, and that is New Hope at Manna Market. It's not the first time that we've done this, but it's been a while. So what we're going to do is on Monday, November the 18th, from 4 to 7 p.m., if you're able to do that, is to show up. First is just kind of let us know if sign up. Well, that'll be coming. I'm not doing that today. But if you can serve that day at Manna Market, we would invite you to do that, and we want to join together. We need about 10 to 15 people, right? I think it's about right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that day to serve. And I tell you what, if you're able to and you've never served at Hope Central before, this would be a great opportunity to serve. It is so much fun to do that, to be a blessing to folks and to just love people right where they are. It is a wonderful opportunity. And so we'd love to have you, invite you to do that. And then also the second one is something we're going to do during Advent. It's going to be so cool. Can you believe Advent is around the corner? Good night. It's amazing. December 1st is the first Sunday of Advent, and we are going to partner with Hope Central through the for the Bibs and Bottle Boutique, and we're going to call it Fill the Crib, which sounds kind of wild. But what we're going to do is our Christmas Eve service that we're going to have this year. We're calling that Come Home for Christmas. So you're going to notice we'll have it decorated up like it's a home up here. We're just going to do all out. It's going to be a great evening for our service. And then we're going to have a crib, and we'll have it in here the first Sunday of Advent. And what I want to challenge us to do is to fill the crib. We're going to fill it with diapers and wipes that we're going to give to Hope Central for the Bottle and Bibs. Bibs and Bottle Boutique, I'll get it right. And we're going to run that through from December 1st to December 24th. And so every Sunday, if you want to participate, if you want to bring some diapers and or some wipes, and we're going to dump them in the crib. It'd be really cool just to have that crib overflowing, you know, it'd be so awesome. And then we're going to pray a prayer of blessing over them during our Christmas Eve service that evening. And then we're going to give them to Hope Central and just invite you guys to bless people so we can be a part of that blessing by providing those items for them. And so I think it'd be pretty cool and a lot of fun to do that.
Yeah, that'll be great. That will be a big hit. I wanted to mention something else too. If you come to our building, and maybe this is what you want to do if you volunteer on the 18th, but we have people that will pray over people before they leave. We just ask them, would you like some prayer today? And we don't push it on them, but if they say yes, we have two or three pastors and/or their wives are there, and we lay hands on them and pray over them, and it makes a huge difference. People really appreciate it. So maybe that's another way to serve.
Yeah. Are there any additional ways, you guys, needs you have as far as service, volunteering, if somebody wanted to and they're on their own time? Or?
Well, yeah. There's one of the things I want to get reorganized is we had a group of men who volunteered on every Wednesday to do the Walmart pickup. And Mike and Milton were involved in that, Jeff Hubbs, myself, there were several of us. But I want to get that reorganized because what you don't realize is every day, Monday through, used to be through Saturday, but we don't do Saturdays anymore, but Monday through Friday, every week, we're at the Walmart in Boonville doing a pickup, and some days we pick up over 1,000 pounds of food. And it's a program called Feeding America, and a lot of grocery store chains participate in it, and it's a great way for us to get additional resources. So that's another thing, we'll get organized, and so people can get involved, but it doesn't take a lot of time, maximum about an hour, hour and a half, and it's a great way to volunteer.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Man, you guys are doing such great work. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Glad we could partner with you guys over there.
Man, we couldn't do it without churches like New Hope.
Yeah,
we couldn't do
like
it.
Like you guys are helping the gospel be lived out in Warrick County. And so thank you for that in the name of Jesus. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. You're making a difference. And I wanted you to hear that today and how that connects to what we're supposed to be about as the people of God, as the church, and how what you're doing is an extension of our faith. Okay, as God's kingdom people. So it's pretty cool. Hey, can we do something? I did not do this last week, and it just hit me. And I want to do this today. And so we had Stitches of Joy last Sunday, the sewing ministry. And so, Marla, would you do me a favor? Jai on the spot, would you come up here and join? I want to pray for Stitches of Joy and pray for Hope Central. We did not do that. Shame on me, right? I should have done that. I want to do that today. So I would like to invite our elders to come up and gather around. And so, John, I'm going to ask you and Marla, if you would just stand on the floor, let our elders gather around you for prayer this morning. I can take that if you want. I'd like to invite our church family, if you'd like to, today. Would everybody stand? Let us pray, church. God, it is with a humble heart that we are able to be a part of the family of God and work together to be an extension of sort of the hands and the feet of Jesus in this world, to live life intentionally on mission, to help people be served in their life right where they're at, not asking them to be somebody, but they're not, but just ministering to them and bless them out of compassion, doing it internationally as Stitches of Joy is doing it locally as Hope Central is doing, and other ways. Father, help these ministries have all that they need to do exactly what you have called them and appointed them to do in this season, and for it to bring you glory and honor. I ask your anointing upon them and those who work with them in ministry. May you flourish what they're doing. May it reap abundant fruit for your glory. And may people be drawn to faith in Jesus Christ as we share the gospel along the way. Father, I ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.